This is an airstrike warning that's just been announced. We are all going to the bomb shelter now again. God save us, please. That is what I receive from my auntie and my family on a daily basis.
Australian-Ukrainian Katerina Argeru is replaying messages from her family in Ukraine's Lviv. The city in western Ukraine is close to the Polish border and is desperately resisting the Russian invasion. She says the ongoing conflict is extremely worrying.
I'm living it personally with the daily phone calls that I have with all the members of my family. My morning starts every day with checking in to see not only if they're okay, but if they're alive. So it's very hard.
Ms. Argeru's grandparents, now in their 80s, live in a high-rise building without food or water and in freezing temperatures. When the air raid alarm sounds, residents take shelter in the basement, and when that is full, people hide wherever they can, in bathtubs or wardrobes.
It's heart-wrenching because I can't do anything to help them, and I know that they're going through the most difficult time in their life. Even though I've offered them to help with visas, to get them across the border, to help find flights and get them all over here, they all said thank you very much, but someone needs to stay and fight.
Ms. Argeru's family has survived decades of Russian oppression. Her Greek Catholic grandfather met his wife in a labour camp in Kazakhstan while both were imprisoned for their religious beliefs.
My grandparents were labourers. My grandparents actually had a very difficult life. They met in a labour camp in Kazakhstan, a place that they were sent by the Soviet regime at the time for expressing religious freedom and helping others go to church and attend religious ceremonies. At that time, they were being prosecuted. My grandmother was sent to Kazakhstan, spent 9 years there in a labor camp, and my grandfather spent 3. They obviously went through a lot by being in Kazakhstan, and I feel that being involved in the Ukrainian community here and doing something for Ukraine is helping their legacy live on.
As co-chair of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations, Ms. Argeru is working hard to support those displaced by the current invasion by sending aid abroad.
Our latest initiative was we received 2 lists from the Ministry of Defence of medical supplies that are needed through the embassy. We had companies such as Qantas get on board to help us airlift that. We had logistics companies, we had warehousing companies that have also come on board, and just a very quick and unified effort that we managed to put all this together, and the airlift should be happening within the next week or two.
And donations from the broader Australian business community are gaining momentum. Sam Nicholas is the Chief Operating Officer of Australian corporate legal firm Gilbert & Tobin.
Well, our law firm's donated $100,000 to UNICEF, and we've also opened up to match staff's donations to the same cause. And we're also providing pro bono assistance to the local Ukrainian community in Australia.
While others are assisting with the resettlement of displaced Ukrainians, either here or in Europe, as Ms. Argeru explains.
Support from the Australian business community has been phenomenal. The Australian government has issued over 4,500 visas to Ukrainians. We know that about 700 people have already arrived. We are working very closely with the Department of Home Affairs to make sure that we identify these people and provide the support that they need.
It's not all about giving. Businesses still operating in Russia are also the targets of rallies here and around the world. This week, a rally was held in Sydney's Chatswood at the offices of Pepsi. Amnesty International Australia's Chris Holly explains.
The Ukrainian community are calling on Pepsi to stop their trade or their work in Russia and to no longer do business in Russia while they continue their aggression against Ukraine. Where countries are engaging in armed aggression, denying the human rights of people, are killing people in their homes, that it's important for businesses to take an ethical position on that.
Katerina Argeru says it's part of a global movement.
Business activists in Ukraine that have put together a list of companies that are either still operating in Russia or refuse to leave Russia. And every day or every week, there is a unified global effort to go to the headquarters of these companies in various cities and various countries and to voice our concern and protest against the fact that they continue to operate there.
Vasal Boroviak is an Australian-Ukrainian living in Sydney and owns a chain of coffee shops in Ukraine which are helping to feed the Ukrainian army. The IT expert is also aware of online activity in Australia targeting Russian propaganda.
They do have access to a special tool which monitors social networks. They are looking for posts and comments which support the war. And then this group is helping AFP to track down, well, war supporters here in Australia.
Katerina Argerou says all support, no matter how small, will help Ukrainians stand strong.
People there are fearless. They are very optimistic. They maintain and every day say that they will win this war because they are not just mercenaries shooting at someone because they're told. They are standing behind a purpose. They want to have the ability to choose their own path, whether it's joining NATO, whether it's joining the EU, it doesn't matter. They want to be able to make their own decisions, and they also want to maintain their territorial integrity.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.